This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. In Tamil Nadu, the TVK government is scheduled to prove its majority in the assembly today. Chief Minister C. Joseph Vijay has been holding meetings with leaders of supporting parties to consolidate support ahead of the floor test. Along with the backing from allies, the TVK government has secured the support from the breakaway faction of AIADMK and the lone MLA of AMMK, S. Kamaraj. The TVK now has support of around 150 MLAs in the assembly. Meanwhile, in a dramatic turn of events in the political situation in Tamil Nadu yesterday, the AIADMK split into two groups over extending support to the government. All India NR Congress leader N. Rangasamy was sworn in as the Chief Minister of Puducherry today for a record fifth term. At a ceremony held at the Lok Nivas, Puducherry Lieutenant Governor K. Kailashanathan administered the oath of office in secrecy. Malladi Krishna Rao of the All India NR Congress and A. Namasivayam of BJP were also sworn in as ministers at the ceremony. Among those present were BJP National President Nitin Naveen, BJP National General Secretary Organization B.L. Santosh, State BJP President V.P. Ramalingam, officials and party leaders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has significantly reduced the size of his convoy during the recent domestic visits while retaining all essential security arrangements mandated under the Special Protection Group SPG protocols. According to sources, the reduction in the number of vehicles in the Prime Minister's convoy was implemented during his recent visits to Gujarat and Assam. The move comes in line with the Prime Minister's seven appeals to citizens to contribute towards economic resilience by reducing dependence on imported fuel and adopting environmentally sustainable alternatives amidst West Asia crisis. Sources further added that while the convoy size was reduced, all critical security components continued to remain in place to ensure the Prime Minister's safety. The government has increased the import duty on gold and other precious metals, which will be effected from today. In a statement, the Ministry of Finance said that gold and silver findings will attract 5% duty, while platinum findings will attract 5.4% duty. Furthermore, precious metal spent catalyst is set at 4.35%, subject to the fulfillment of compliance criteria. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had appealed the citizens to avoid purchasing gold amid the ongoing West Asia crisis. The CBI team arrived in Jaipur to probe the alleged leak at the NEET examination paper and questioned around two dozen people who were rounded up by the Special Operation Group of Rajasthan Police. Meanwhile, hundreds of people have been questioned by Special Operations Group in Sikar and nearby areas as part of the investigation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today recalled the nuclear test conducted by India on this day in 1998. Sharing Sanskrit Subhashitam in a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the nuclear tests revealed the unwavering resolve of the country. Prateek Yadav, the youngest son of Mulayam Singh Yadav and brother of Samajwadi Party chief Akhilesh Yadav, has died at the age of 38. He was taken to Lucknow Civil Hospital where he was declared brought dead. Post-mortem is underway to establish the cause of death. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has expressed grief over Prateek Yadav's demise. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 82 runs to take the top position in the points table with a compelling all-round show in Ahmedabad last night. In today's fixture, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Kolkata Knight Riders in Raipur. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Benchmark domestic equity indices slipped in the negative territory after rising marginally during early trade today amid elevated crude oil prices, continued foreign fund outflows and persistent geopolitical uncertainty. The 30-share BSE Sensex, which had risen over 75 points in opening trade, later slipped more than 180 points to trade near 74,360. India can witness the arrival of southwest monsoon this week. The India Meteorological Department said conditions are becoming favorable for the advance of southwest monsoon, likely over parts of South Bay of Bengal and Andaman Sea. And that is the end of this news bulletin.